Aren't you about to say, good morning, good morning. Let's spend a few minutes with the Baal Shem Tov. Doesn't that sound great? Let's spend a few minutes with the Baal Shem Tov. So we're picking up in that same piece in Shaar Yud Aleph, where the Rebbe is focusing on the concept of Kavanah. What type of Kavanah, what type of intention do we need to know when we learn? Understanding that the entire avodah of learning Torah is to figure out how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to ultimately cling to Him, how to have a relationship. So the Rebbe says, I'm in that Shaar Yud Aleph, which is on page Chav Zayin, about four lines into the section. Ketzed Magim L'dveikos Bashem Ayedei Limud Torah. So the question is, how do we achieve this? Well, I was about to say, it sounds very beautiful, that when I learn, so learning is supposed to teach me how I should serve Hashem, and learning should teach me how to achieve dveikos, how to achieve a sense of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but how do I do this? How do I go ahead and actually, well, say, this really is the million-dollar question. How do I transform my learning into a process of dveikos? How do I transform my actual physical Torah learning? Sitting and looking in a blot Gemara. How do I transform that into a process which engenders and creates a dveikos, a sense of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Kishi yizbonin al zeh, shekol haTorah shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person begins to contemplate, then in fact, and we saw this in the previous section, all of Torah is made up of the names of Hashem, which essentially means that when a person learns Torah, see, we think we're seeing like letters and words of Zvachim, of Menachos, but in reality, all of the letters of HaKadosh Baruch, all of the letters of the Torah, all make up the names of Hashem. Now, the Baal Shem Tov is not saying that in terms of, oh, the Shin goes over here, the Dalet goes over here. He's saying conceptually, Torah and the Ribono Shel Olam are one thing. Because they're one thing, every single letter is part of a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'shashem mitzamtzim atzma b'socha osio shel Torah, shulomi. And the Ribono Shel Olam literally, again, about said, this is a fascinating concept in Chassidus called Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means that, in very quickly, that in reality, man should not be able to experience God. Right? Because God is too great, God is too vast. Which makes sense. How could I, a mere mortal, flesh and blood, right, who maybe has 120 years on this earth, who is really but just a small little, like, sparkle, I don't like to use the word speck of dust, right, sparkle in the universe, so how is it that I could connect with the King of Kings? It doesn't make any sense. God is too great for me to be able to experience. So there's a process called Tzimtzum. In that process, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is, kivyachol, He constricts or contracts Himself. He makes Himself smaller. By making Himself smaller, it allows it to be intellectually, theologically, spiritually experienceable and digestible by me. It's one of the greatest kindnesses that Hashem does for us, is He literally, again, makes Himself smaller, constricts, contracts Himself, so that man, mere mortal, has the ability to experience Him. That's the concept called Tzimtzum. He goes on, he says, V'nimsa kan atzis, V'shashem mitzamtzim es atzma b'socha osio shel Torah. So literally, Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem literally goes ahead and is mitzamtzim Himself. Right? He makes Himself smaller. He constricts, contracts Himself, and puts Himself into the very letters and words of the Torah. Shulomed, v'nimtza kan achshav ito b'limudo. And therefore, when I learn, and I look at those words, I articulate those letters, what I'm doing is I'm looking at, and I'm speaking out Hashem. So in other words, we'll say, the letters aren't letters, and the words aren't words, they're names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the point that each of those letters and each of those words is a receptacle which houses elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam puts Himself, you hear this? The Ribono Shel Olam puts Himself into the letters. He puts Himself into the words. So that now, when I learn, I'm actually experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, V'nimsa kan achshav ito b'limudo. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me when I learn. You will say, do you understand like the profundity of this? That, right, we all want to know, how is it that I could experience God through learning? Because let's be honest, we're going to stop over here for today. We're going to, Meretz Hashem, pick up Maseches Menachos, right? And you're going to feel a lot of things over the course of learning, over the course of the next couple of minutes, right? Some of them might include fatigue. Others might include slight confusion, dizziness, disorientation, right? happens during kutchin. So I say, so interestingly enough, one of the things that probably, like we just assume won't top that list is dveikus. It's dveikus. Again, to feel, but Hashem says that's because often we don't understand what it is that we're doing. Because we think we're just looking at letters, albeit ancient letters, holy letters, right? Beautiful letters. But what we don't understand is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that Ribono Shel Olam allows him, one of the ways that he allows himself to be experienced by us in this world is through Torah. How does God allow us to experience him through Torah? He puts himself in the letters. He puts himself in the words. He's mitzamtzim himself. So that when I learn this Torah, it doesn't matter what the subject matter is, when I learn this Torah literally, I'm being dovak, I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm reading him, I'm seeing him, I'm being together with him. And the Baal Shem Tov says, if you understand that and open your soul to that reality, the Rebbe says, that's how learning creates a sense of dveikus. All right, we'll stop over here for today. More on this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Really incredible piece. Then hopefully next week we can get back in Meretz Hashem to Rabbi Tzomet. Shkoyach.